From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Turkish government has detained thousands of people, mostly from the armed forces and judiciary, in the wake of Friday's failed military coup that left nearly 300 dead, hundreds wounded. President Tayyip Recep Erdogan has blamed a U.S.-based Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, of orchestrating the coup attempt. Mr. Erdogan said at every level of government, the period of cleaning this virus will continue. Appearing on U.S. television Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was asked if Mr. Erdogan will use the coup attempt to further solidify his hold on power and curb civil liberties.
Well, we think it's very important that he doesn't do that, obviously. That would be a great challenge to his relationship to Europe, to NATO, and to all of us. And we have urged them not to reach out so far that they're creating doubts about their commitment to the democratic process.
Mr. Kerry said he had no evidence of Gulen's involvement, but said any extradition request by Ankara for Gulen's extradition would be carefully considered. The latest violence in South Sudan is expected to be high in the agenda of this week's African Union summit, which got underway Sunday in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. Chadian President Idriss Deby said the recent violence, in which some 300 were killed, is a reminder of the need to adapt the AU to the reality of the time we live in. He said the organization is incapable of facing the many crises facing the African continent. A shaky ceasefire appears to be holding the South Sudanese capital, Juba. The international community demanded that President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar abide by last year's peace agreement. This is VOA News.